This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. When Vermonters think of the future of rail in the state, thoughts might jump to the proposed reintroduction of the Montrealer, a passenger service that would once again link Vermont and Quebec by rail. But one person is thinking a little more locally. David Blitterstorff is the CEO of All Earth Renewables, which produces solar panel systems. But now he's turned his attention to commuter rail and created a company called All Earth Rail. It's an ambitious plan that would be built around self-powered rail cars. And the company has now done its first test of the rail cars. David Blitterstorff is here to tell us more about the test and the plans. Nice to have you back on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
So when I first heard about these self-powered train cars, I thought it meant driverless. But that's not what it is. So can you just like give me a vision of what these rail cars look like and do and how it would work?
Well, the rail cars are basically self-powered in that they have two engines under the floor. They have double ends so that the engineer can drive them from either direction. And they're basically a passenger rail car, but they're self-powered, like a trolley. So that's all it is. And the reason you have these is because a passenger rail system like Amtrak runs has a locomotive and many passenger cars that are pulled, but these are all self-powered. You can run one, two, three, four at a time, and so they're very flexible.
So it's kind of like those kids' train cars that magnetize, and you can run one of them or you can magnetize them all together and run
exactly,
five or six?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. And why? So what do you want to do with these cars?
Well, I would like to see, I call it community rail, commuter rail, back to Vermont, because we have a rail system and I would like to see people get out of their cars. And it's for sustainability, reducing carbon in the world. We have to become much more efficient. And this is a newer way to, well, it's actually an old way. This is what we used to do. And then we went to the car, but now we're going back, and I call it back to the future. We're going to go back to using rail and buses and moving around a different way. It's more efficient, and actually, you know, our younger generation, the 20 and 30-year-olds, don't want cars. It costs a lot of money, and now you get to ride on the rail and integrate a bus system or the last mile with walking, biking, whatever, and now you don't have to have a car, which is very expensive.
What kinds of routes are you thinking about? Like, where in Vermont would you want to go?
Well, Vermont was settled along the rivers and rail, and then the rail corridors went along the rivers too. So we have a beautiful rail system in place, but it's only used for freight right now. So initially, we're looking at St. Albans, Essex, and trying to connect Essex and Burlington and Montpelier because it's the highest density of people moving. You know, there's a lot of people moving from St. Albans down to Global Foundries to work and vice versa. There's people going up to St. Albans, a lot of people working in state government over in Montpelier through Waterbury. And when you look at all the rail stations, it's where people want to live and that's where they do live. So we want to stop at all these towns on the way to, say, Montpelier from Burlington and get people on the train instead of in the car.
There is a commuter bus that goes between Burlington and Montpelier. That's not the right way to do it?
Oh, the bus is fine. But what we want to do is work with the Green Mountain Transit to use the bus more for the short connections between the train station and the local communities. And really, you should be on the train between Burlington and Montpelier and then get on a short-haul bus to get through Montpelier and Barrie. So we're working with the integrated transit system. Everything will be integrated, and you will have a bus there when you show up, when the train stops. And that's how it works in almost any other country in the world that has a good transit system. We don't have a very good transit system in the U.S.
And this is how you're looking or hoping that this will work. Not that you'd run these trains, but that some transit authority would run both the trains and the buses and that it would be this whole integrated system. Is that pie in the sky or you really think that could happen?
No, this is how it works almost everywhere else, that you have to have an integrated transit authority and not just a bus authority or a rail authority, because then they become competitors and siloed. So by integrating, then you have a system that will really work and be really cost effective. And it's been proven in many other places.
And are you talking to any companies, any organizations about doing
that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At the state level, at the local level, Green Mountain Transit is now basically running transit and bus companies in other areas throughout the state. So we would like to see this grow into a bigger authority that can actually raise money, bond, and run the system. Like you said, all I'm doing is bringing the hardware to the fore, because that was one of the big investments. Now that the trains are here, we just have to figure out how to operate them. It's going to be an authority and not me. I'm not going to be running trains myself.
You could be in a little hat. You could be the conductor.
Oh, yeah. I'll be riding.
So, and you've actually done a test. So what did you learn from this test run?
Well, what we're trying to do is get the railroads, the freight railroads that basically control the train tracks, to get comfortable that our hardware is real, our hardware is workable, our hardware is reliable. And so one of their engineers is driving our cars. So they're getting used to it, because this is sort of a new idea for them. They're not used to any passenger rail in Vermont besides Amtrak, which has their own crews and everything. So we want them to get used to it.
And who's them? Who are you? Who did you have do this?
Our first test run was with an engineer from Vermont Rail Systems that runs on the Burlington side down to Rutland. So we're working with them and say, okay, get comfortable. And so we're doing things called joyrides up in our yard up in Barry. We only have about 300 feet of track, but we get the cars up to 12 miles an hour, and we get to drive back and forth before we get on the main lines. But the idea is, this is real. We want people to feel and run on these cars because we're ready to go.
You, I think, put up about $5 million to create and buy these 12 train cars. Why is that something that you personally wanted to invest in?
Well, it goes back to when we first started, that I believe the CO2 crisis that we have is the number one thing that we have to deal with in today's world. It is huge. And I am quite impatient that somebody has to do something. So I put my private money into this, because when I had talked to the state of Vermont on when are we going to do rail, it was always, well, we'll study it. It might be a decade or two. So I had said, what happens if somebody crazy like me comes in and comes with the hardware ready to go? They said, well, we'll have to do something.
So that's your vision, is to get this done. But when? What's your timetable then?
Well, we're hoping to get initial run going by next summer. You know, and in government circles, if you're talking a year, that is fast. You know, in a private business person, I talk in days and months. So this is the push that we're doing. We're going to try to get something going, because we're ready. We're ready to go.
When and if this does come to fruition, though, and, you know, people are paying their fares to get on these trains and go, you know, from St. Albans to Burlington and back, from what it sounds like about how this would work, their fares, you know, a reasonable fare won't actually pay for the trains and for the infrastructure. So you'd have to have some kind of subsidy or some kind of state buy-in to make this viable?
Well, there has to be buy-in from a number of people, whether it's a state, private businesses. So everything we have is subsidized. So to say we have to subsidize this too. So we're looking at large employers to have all their employees be able to get on the train for free with their pass. So there's ways to do this. And you know,
but it would include state subsidies in the same way that rail is subsidized already.
We will need some state help. Whether it's to help improve the tracks or whatever. So the state has to participate. But they're spending tremendous amounts of money in the transportation budget. So taking a few million here or whatever is nothing compared to what the result could be.
And you think the state will do this?
I think so, because if we have folks in government now that are talking about affordability. This is the most affordable way to move around in the state of Vermont. And we're doing it, I call it the Vermont way. It is not gold plated. This is not $300, $400 million worth of train stuff we're doing. We're going to do this stuff on pennies on the dollar because of how we're doing it. I call it the Vermont way. You know, you use your ingenuity, you use your business background so that we can do it in a much lower cost way.
There's your stump speech. That's yeah. David Blittersdorf, founder of All Earth Rail and CEO of All Earth Renewables. Thanks for telling us a little bit about your vision for commuter rail.
Thank you for having me.